Welcome into the studio. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with one of the stars from Sunday's preseason opener, running back Kenyon Barner. Getting the preseason off the right way, I know that's exactly how you wanted to start things.
Absolutely, man. Like I've been saying time and time again, it's an absolute blessing. Just glad to be in a position that my coaches put me in a position to where I could succeed. So I'm glad I capitalized on the opportunity.
It's interesting, Kenyon. People don't understand how hard it is to go from college to the NFL. Oregon, you rip it up, 6.2 yards a carry, just do it. And then you get here, and it's been a really journey that's required a lot of patience, a lot of hard work. Talk about that, and how much better you think you are than even last year when you got to Philadelphia.
It's a learning curve. You know, as a running back in college, you can kind of get away with doing what you want to do because you're faster than a lot of guys. A lot of guys don't have great technique, so you can kind of get away with doing what you want to do. But here, you have defensive ends who are running 4.5s, 4.6s, 4.7s who, if you don't follow the right blocks and you try and bounce, they're going to catch you. So you have to learn the scheme of the offense. You have to learn how to read blocks, how to set blocks up. Then you have to also be under the right guys. So me being here under Sproles and back when I was in Carolina under D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stuber, Mike Tolbert, I've been able to learn a lot underneath those guys.
What is it like with Darren, and what is it about his style that helps you?
Well, we're kind of similar, you know, in our games and what we do as far as being able to catch the ball out of backfield, return balls, and how we run. So that's 11 years of wisdom. So I get in his back pocket, listen to everything that he has to say, everything that he tells me to do, I do it. That's 11 years.
An NFL veteran maybe doesn't want to share with you, doesn't want you to come in and steal his job. Why does Darren do it so willingly?
Darren's been in this league 11 years. You know, he's not worried about nothing but himself. You know, so him being able to help me and willing to help me, that's big. You know, it's great. A lot of guys, like you said, wouldn't want to do that with a young guy, but he takes me under his wing and he helps me out a lot.
Let's talk about first, as a running back, this scheme. To be successful, what do you have to do?
You have to have patience. You have to be able to burst through the hole. You also have to be able to set your blocks up because it's not going to be right all the time. Everything's not going to be great sometimes. You're just going to have to stick it up in there and go. But this offense puts you in a great position to succeed.
As a punt returner, 92 yards. Most guys call fair catch or let it bounce into the end zone. You took the chance on Sunday, took it to the house. Take us through that play again.
First man just watching our jammers against our gunners. You know, the gunners are the first guys that get down the field that either make or break a punt.
So the ball's kicked and you're looking elsewhere.
Yeah, see the ball off the punter's foot, you have an idea of where it's going. You track it, but initially I'm looking right at those gunners to see what our jammers are going to do. And so once I seen that they held them up and they did well with them, I figured that I would have enough time to catch the ball and make something happen. So catch the ball, see things, obviously make a guy miss, and my block has helped me do the rest.
What was the feeling like when you knew you were going to score?
I was tired.
I can tell you were tired,
man, but it was a great feeling. You know, that was first punt return in the NFL. You know, whether it's preseason or not, it's pretty big for me.
Last one for you, Kenyon. What does that kind of performance do going into the second week here, the Ravens coming to town, preseason game number 2 on Saturday?
And it's a great building block, but now you got to forget about it and you got to move on.
Yeah, and the road ahead is a tough one still.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Thanks. Kenyon Barner, keep up the great work. Kenyon Barner in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.